Kerrigan in Studio A dancing around. 1776.
It's a full-fledged dance party in the air mugs.
That's for sure. Bobby Kerrigan in studio from Marble Head Little Theater. A special production coming up in the spring. Aurelia Nelson with her entertainment report brought to you by the Cabot Theater of Downtown. Beverly, take it away, guys.
Good morning, mugs.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Bye. You know, he's been bouncing around the studio for like 5 minutes. You know, he was doing the
hustle. He never sleeps.
He was just doing the hustle to Stevie Wonder. It was hilarious.
The guy's got energy, I'll tell you.
The next show is going to be Saturday Night Fever. We didn't want to tell anybody.
Yeah.
I've got dance moves. They've been in radio really well.
They go way back. Yeah. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Aurelia. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bobby and
Good
Aurelia.
Good to hear your voice this week. Has Uncle Jimmy been in, Chris, at all?
I don't know. We'll see. Is he here?
Uncle Jimmy said Studio B, Kerrigan. I need tickets to this 1776 thing.
You want them free, right? Oh, right, Uncle Jimmy?
Of course. Goes without saying.
We were talking about Uncle Junior on The Sopranos. Is he Uncle Jimmy?
Uncle Junior.
So what's going on, Bobby? Another production underway over there in Marblehead?
Yes, yes. We have a huge production at Abbott Hall down in Marblehead on the weekend of April 6th. Okay. That's actually 6th, 7th, and 8th at 7 o'clock.
Coming up quick.
Yeah, and then on the 9th of April, we go up at 2 o'clock. And I'd love to announce right now that the person right next to me, Aurelia, is going to MC the show on April 7th.
That's great.
So everyone should get their tickets now.
I'm getting my tricornered hat as we speak.
But you're so shy. How will you ever get up in front of the audience and emote and go ahead and project?
Now, size of the venue, you're looking at a pretty good size venue?
Abbott Hall is located at 188 Washington Street in Marblehead, and it's actually the upstairs of Marblehead Town Hall. And it seats 500. It's a beautiful balcony, a beautiful building.
Wow.
We have full costumes, full orchestra, musically directed by Gina Naga, who's a dear, dear friend of mine, and she's very talented.
Yeah.
And we have a silent auction that will be going on throughout the production. And we have four different MCs, and Aurelia has graciously accepted my invitation, so she'll be there one night.
And I refuse to call you back.
Well, if you remember, I tried to get you into the show, but you know,
Wait. Yeah. So you offer Muggs a part in the show, and you say to me, "Aurelia, we have an opening. Nobody else wants to
do it." I can't thank you enough. I cannot thank you enough for casting me in 12 Angry Men a while back, but it changed my life to the point I couldn't go anywhere without the paparazzi and people chasing me down for autographs.
It happens to me, but it's difficult to find 23 men that can sing on the North Shore that all community theater people. It's not easy. That's why I went after you, Muggs, but you know, you had I guess previous engagements, I think.
You know, you talk about that. I listened to you guys, a group of you, singing. It was before the show went on. Well, you have a great group of folks that have amazing voices, don't you? Men and women, right? That'll be part of the show?
Yeah, a lot of the 12 Angry Men, there's probably 7 good singers, so you know, the other 5 guys, I didn't ask to be in it because they can't sing, so they're even more angry now.
But they paint and they act and they can certainly remember lines.
Wait a minute, 12 Angry Men, the musical?
That's an idea. Maybe I'll do that.
And like Muggs, they fit the suit, right? That's why we booked them.
But like I said, it's going to be a great event, and like I said, it goes up in April. Tickets are right now on sale at mltlive.org. And we have an unbelievable amount of sponsors that had stepped up to make this a real North Shore event. If I could just really quickly mention some of the sponsors. Sam Adams is one of our sponsors. And, of course, 104.9 is our media sponsor. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much to you guys for that. Mm-hmm. House of Seven Gables is sponsoring us. Notch Brewery, Avena Cucina, the new restaurant here in Beverly. The Freedom Trail has offered us tickets for a family of 5 to go in and walk the Freedom Trail. Crosby Supermarkets, the Beaupont in Gloucester, Coffee Time, which you guys know, Coffee Time, Bagel Shop, Howling Wolf. The Warren Tavern is a sponsor. If I could, real quick, the Warren Tavern is in Charlestown, and if you guys have ever been there, John Hancock, George Washington, they all really ate there.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So it's going to be kind of cool for like an MC like Aurelia to say, look, folks, you know, take a put in a silent auction bid on this. You can go eat where these characters on stage actually ate.
It's about as authentic as it gets, huh?
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait to say that.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Going to be
and
so
much fun.
And
I can't wait to meet you down there and drink and eat.
The Warren Tavern.
I think they have cigars there, Chris.
Part of the weight loss plan.
Jimmy John's, and I'll stop there, but we've got such great support. Community theater in the area, MLT is doing a ton of stuff right now. Mm-hmm. They're always busy, and every community theater is. And again, thanks to folks like you that let us come in and promote this stuff in Aurelia's Report every Friday. It's really good stuff.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. Marblehead Little Theater, this group of people, like, back in the 50s, you know, got together to put on a show, and it's still going strong. It's one of the strongest, most professional little theaters, really, in the region.
Yeah, it is. It is. And now, just we were talking before we went on air, and one of the gentlemen, it's in 1776, he's playing Congressman Samuel Chase. His nickname in the show is Bacon Face, which I have the privilege of calling him that.
Delicious.
Mm. Because I'm directing it, I'm playing the lead, I'm John Adams. So,
funny how that works out.
That's how he gets the parts.
Yeah. But he was actually in the show. MLT did the show at Abbott Hall in 1972.
Yeah.
Which was, I think, Muggs, we were probably like four.
Right.
Yeah.
That was us. Yeah.
So he's in the show again, which is a cute little thing.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, full circle sort of thing.
He didn't play the same part, but he was in it, which is really cool. And there's lots of Easter eggs and stuff going on in the show that are really cool. And we're hoping everyone comes out. Buy tickets now, MLTLive.org.
Yes. MLTLive.org. And these shows sell out. MLT sells out all the time. And your beautiful little black box, just got to give a real quick shout out. Mugford Street Players are in the black box this weekend with a Picasso. Great play.
Yes.
The shows are just, they're all so good. Tremendous. And you have children's stuff going on.
Yep.
So really, go to MLTLive.org, find out all about it. But you're going to want to get those tickets now for 1776.
Yeah, John Fogel's directing the Picasso piece, and he's done that piece before, and it is really riveting. You should go get a ticket for that this week. I think, when is it, Aurelia? This weekend and next?
This weekend and next,
Yeah.
You guys do a great job. And again, the rundown is 1776, a lot of evening shows. There's a matinee in there you mentioned as well, right?
Yeah, matinee on the 9th of April at 2 o'clock, and then the three other shows. It's just one weekend, so we're really trying to promote and get people to buy those tickets. And we have a lot of tickets. We have, you know, it's the black box. We have 92 seats.
Yeah.
But this is 500. So
500 seat venue. Right.
The more people, the more electric that building will be.
Sure.
And it's just going to be a great event for the community, for all of the North Shore, we believe. We hope.
And what's that room like acoustically? I'm sure it's very nice for this. It lends itself nicely to this performance.
It does. We are going to mic. Mike McTeague is my light and sound man. Mm-hmm. I've known him for years. He actually went on a trip with me to Columbia back in September. We had a blast. And he is my light and sound guy, and he's miking everybody. So everyone, all 23 men and two women.
Fantastic.
Only two women. the poor things.
I'm not saying anything.
Everyone will be mic'd, Chris.
Great. Right. Fantastic.
And all the taps will be set up where? From Sam Adams?
Actually, the Glover Militia Men is a group in Marblehead that have been around forever, and they are involved in the show.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. We incorporated them in the show as well. And the Marblehead Museum is a big contributor.
I bet the costumes are spectacular.
And there won't be an R in the house. Marblehead, Glover.
Exactly.
You're going to have to hunt for your R's.
Right. And I was telling Aurelia, this is the first show that I'm doing where my terrible Boston accent, I don't get yelled at by the director for get rid of the R's, Bobby.
You have the Boston accent, you Bobby Kerrigan.
It's character. We like to approach that as character.
Sign the Constitution. Will you just sign the Constitution so I can park the car?
Tremendous. Every time Bobby Kerrigan's in, the phones light up. But Bobby, great to have you. Great. Good luck with it'll be a tremendous production.
Thank you.
In April.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you again for being our sponsor, and thank you, Rails, for having me on.
You got it.
Great. Good to see
you. Speaking of Aurelia, we're going to be back with Aurelia Nelson for a look at all the other entertainment happening this coming weekend around Cape Ann, the North Shore, and points beyond coming up next.